Smart English Today, SET, Pretest, Intermediate 3, Track 2, Listening Task. Part 1, Questions 1 to 5. In Part 1, you will listen to some conversations followed by questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. The conversations will not be printed in your worksheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. Each question will be followed by 4 answers. You have to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. This conversation is for questions number 1 and 2.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. Yes, I am looking for some sports shoes for myself.
Can I ask what kind of sport you play?
Yes, I play tennis.
Okay, these are our tennis shoes over here. What colour do you want?
I think these blue tennis shoes are great. Do you have size 44?
Not on this rack, but let me look out the back for you.
Question number 1. What does the woman mean when she says, "What can I do for you?" A. She wants to show that she can do something for the man. B. She wants to know what the man is doing. C. She wants to offer her help. D. She wants to do something. Question number 2. Where does the conversation take place? A. In a sports stadium. B. In a shoe shop. C. In a bookshop. D. On a tennis field. This conversation is for questions number 1 and 2.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. Yes, I am looking for some sports shoes for myself.
Can I ask what kind of sport you play?
Yes, I play tennis.
Okay, these are our tennis shoes over here. What colour do you want?
I think these blue tennis shoes are great. Do you have size 44?
Not on this rack, but let me look out the back for you.
Question number 1. What does the woman mean when she says, "What can I do for you?" A. She wants to show that she can do something for the man. B. She wants to know what the man is doing. C. She wants to offer her help. D. She wants to do something. Question number 2. Where does the conversation take place? A. In a sports stadium. B. In a shoe shop. C. In a bookshop. D. On a tennis field. This conversation is for questions number 3 and 4.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm here because my doctor asked me to consult you about my diabetes.
Okay, right. Well, diabetes mellitus is related to the types of food you eat.
What kind of food should I consume to stay healthy? Should I have a special diet?
Yes, actually the main problem is sugar. So, if you reduce your sugar consumption, you will be healthier.
All right, I'll start by reducing sugar in my diet.
Question number 3. Who is the man talking to? A. A patient. B. His doctor. C. A food seller. D. A nutritionist. Question number 4. What will the man likely do if he wants to keep healthy? A. He will cut down his sugar intake. B. He will reduce his food. C. He will consume food especially for a diabetic patient. D. He will consult with his doctor. This conversation is for questions number 3 and 4.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm here because my doctor asked me to consult you about my diabetes.
Okay, right. Well, diabetes mellitus is related to the types of food you eat.
What kind of food should I consume to stay healthy? Should I have a special diet?
Yes, actually the main problem is sugar. So, if you reduce your sugar consumption, you will be healthier.
All right, I'll start by reducing sugar in my diet.
Question number 3. Who is the man talking to? A. A patient. B. His doctor. C. A food seller. D. A nutritionist. Question number 4. What will the man likely do if he wants to keep healthy? A. He will cut down his sugar intake. B. He will reduce his food. C. He will consume food especially for a diabetic patient. D. He will consult with his doctor. Question number 5.
Hi Anton. What are you doing here? It's not even break period yet.
Yeah. I'm here because my math teachers made me clean the schoolyard because I was late and I didn't do my homework.
Oh no! Why didn't you do it? You know that he's very bad-tempered. I would always come on time and do my homework if I were you.
I know.
What does the girl suggest to the boy? A. Not to be outside before the break period. B. Not to be late and to do his homework. C. Not to clean the schoolyard. D. Not to meet the bad-tempered teacher. Question number 5.
Hi Anton. What are you doing here? It's not even break period yet.
Yeah. I'm here because my maths teacher made me clean the schoolyard because I was late and I didn't do my homework.
Oh no! Why didn't you do it? You know that he's very bad-tempered. I would always come on time and do my homework if I were you.
I know.
What does the girl suggest to the boy? A. Not to be outside before the break period. B. Not to be late and to do his homework. C. Not to clean the schoolyard. D. Not to meet the bad-tempered teacher. Part 2. Questions 6 to 10. In Part 2, you will listen to some incomplete conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by 4 responses. You have to choose the best response to each question. Question number 6.
Excuse me, sir. I want to buy a book for my mother. Can you recommend anything?
Certainly. I think the Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul series is a great gift for a woman.
Oh, but there are so many books in the series. How can I choose just one?
How is the man likely to respond? A. Take it or leave it. B. Do not buy the book then. C. Would you like me to help you? D. Sorry, I don't want to help you. Question number 6.
Excuse me, sir. I want to buy a book for my mother. Can you recommend anything?
Certainly. I think the Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul series is a great gift for a woman.
Oh, but there are so many books in the series. How can I choose just one?
How is the man likely to respond? A. Take it or leave it. B. Do not buy the book then. C. Would you like me to help you? D. Sorry, I don't want to help you. Question number 7.
Excuse me, can I help you with something?
Yes. I'd like to meet the manager of the shop, please.
Oh, that's me. What can I do for you?
How will the woman most likely reply? A. Sure, I'd like to meet you. B. Sorry, I do not need your help. C. Nothing, I just want to meet the manager. D. I'd like to complain about a bag that I bought here this morning. Question number 7.
Excuse me, can I help you with something?
Yes, I'd like to meet the manager of the shop, please.
Oh, that's me. What can I do for you?
How will the woman most likely reply? A. Sure, I'd like to meet you. B. Sorry, I do not need your help. C. Nothing, I just want to meet the manager. D. I'd like to complain about a bag that I bought here this morning. Question number 8.
These pills are very good for stomach ache. If you take one, you will begin to feel better. You should take one tablet 3 times a day after meals.
What if I still have pain?
How is the man likely to reply? A. Why don't you buy more pills here? B. If I were you, I wouldn't consume these pills. C. Why don't you trust me? I'm a good pharmacist. D. If the pain continues for more than 3 days, you should go back to your doctor. Question number 8.
These pills are very good for stomach ache. If you take one, you will begin to feel better. You should take one tablet 3 times a day after meals.
What if I still have pain?
How is the man likely to reply? A. Why don't you buy more pills here? B. If I were you, I wouldn't consume these pills. C. Why don't you trust me? I'm a good pharmacist. D. If the pain continues for more than 3 days, you should go back to your doctor. Question number 9.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I have a terrible cough, doctor.
Yes, I can see that. Do you smoke?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you continue to smoke, you will put your health at risk, you know. You should really stop smoking.
How is the man likely to respond? A. I'm not sure it's unhealthy. B. Okay, I will stop selling cigarettes. C. Well, it'll be difficult, but I'll try. D. Yep, I should blame cigarettes for my cough. Question number 9.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I have a terrible cough, doctor.
Yes, I can see that. Do you smoke?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you continue to smoke, you will put your health at risk, you know. You should really stop smoking.
How is the man likely to respond? A. I'm not sure it's unhealthy. B. Okay, I will stop selling cigarettes. C. Well, it'll be difficult, but I'll try. D. Yep, I should blame cigarettes for my cough. Question number 10.
Andre, what are you writing?
I am doing my English assignment. I'm writing about my favourite rock song.
Isn't our assignment topic traditional music in Indonesia?
What is the girl likely to suggest to the boy? A. If I were you, I would follow the guidelines. B. Yeah, don't worry about the assignment. C. I'm sure the teacher will always punish you. D. If you write about rock music, you will get a great score. Question number 10.
Andre, what are you writing?
I am doing my English assignment. I'm writing about my favourite rock song.
Isn't our assignment topic traditional music in Indonesia?
What is the girl likely to suggest to the boy? A. If I were you, I would follow the guidelines. B. Yeah, don't worry about the assignment. C. I'm sure the teacher will always punish you. D. If you write about rock music, you'll get a great score. Part 3. Questions number 11 to 20. In Part 3, you will listen to several monologues followed by questions. The monologues and questions will be read out twice. They will not be printed in your test sheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to each monologue, choose the best answer to the questions.
This monologue is for questions number 11 to 14. I'm Adinda Rosa, bringing you the top news in Indonesia. Top news today. A team of Indonesian high school students took home a number of medals at a science conference in Serbia. The Center for Indonesian Young Scientists released a statement that the students got two gold medals at the 2018 International Conference of Young Scientists held in Belgrade in April. It confirmed that the Indonesian students won the two gold medals in life science and environmental science, and won a further three bronze medals in computer science, physics engineering, and mathematics. In addition, the team received two special awards and was recognized for the best poster at the conference. The students had to go through a highly competitive selection process to get on the team. This process was conducted by the Center for Young Scientists in cooperation with universities, NGOs, and provincial education boards across the country. This is Adinda Rosa, bringing you the top news every hour.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of the talk? A. To explain why the Indonesian team won a Young Science Conference. B. To inform listeners about an Indonesian team winning at a Young Scientist Conference. C. To persuade listeners to join a team for a Young Scientist Conference. D. To announce the coming home of the Indonesian team from a Young Scientist Conference. Question number 12. What did members of the team do to join the team? A. Take part in a selection process. B. Follow a Young Scientist Conference. C. Go to the Center of Young Scientists. D. Cooperate with one of the universities in Indonesia. Question number 13. How many medals did the team win at the conference? A. 2, B. 3, C. 5, D. 8. Question number 14. The newsreader says, it confirmed that Indonesian students won the two gold medals. What does the word it refer to? A. The Indonesian team. B. The Indonesian students. C. The Center for Indonesian Young Scientists. D. The 2018 International Conference of Young Scientists.
This monologue is for questions number 11 to 14. I'm Adinda Rosa, bringing you the top news in Indonesia. Top news today. A team of Indonesian high school students took home a number of medals at a science conference in Serbia. The Center for Indonesian Young Scientists released a statement that the students got two gold medals at the 2018 International Conference of Young Scientists held in Belgrade in April. It confirmed that the Indonesian students won the 2 gold medals in life science and environmental science, and won a further 3 bronze medals in computer science, physics engineering, and mathematics. In addition, the team received 2 special awards and was recognised for the best poster at the conference. The students had to go through a highly competitive selection process to get on the team. This process was conducted by the Centre for Young Scientists in cooperation with universities, NGOs, and provincial education boards across the country. This is Adinda Rosa, bringing you the top news every hour.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of the talk? A. To explain why the Indonesian team won a Young Science Conference. B. To inform listeners about an Indonesian team winning at a Young Scientist Conference. C. To persuade listeners to join a team for a Young Scientist Conference. D. To announce the coming home of the Indonesian team from a Young Scientist Conference. Question number 12. What did members of the team do to join the team? A. Take part in a selection process. B. Follow a Young Scientist Conference. C. Go to the Centre of Young Scientists. D. Cooperate with one of the universities in Indonesia. Question number 13. How many medals did the team win at the conference? A. 2. B. 3. C. 5. D. 8. Question number 14. The newsreader says, it confirmed that Indonesian students won the 2 gold medals. What does the word it refer to? A. The Indonesian team. B. The Indonesian students. C. The Center for Indonesian Young Scientists. D. The 2018 International Conference of Young Scientists. This monologue is for questions number 15 to 17.
This monologue is for questions number 15 to 17. Good morning. I'd like to explain the safest way to use the headphones for your new mobile phone. Incorrect use of headphones may damage your hearing or even lead to total hearing loss. Please pay attention to the following recommendations when using your headphones. First, turn the volume down before plugging your headphones in. Second, adjust the volume to a comfortable level. A high volume setting may damage your hearing, so please make sure the volume is not too loud. Third, limit the use of your headset. Hearing loss can occur due to prolonged use of headphones. Fourth, do not use your headphones after listening to extremely loud noises, such as rock concerts. Extreme noises may affect your hearing and therefore cause you to turn up the volume to the highest level.
Question number 15. What is the talk about? A. How to cure hearing loss. B. How to use headphones properly. C. How to set the volume of a mobile phone. D. The safest way to use a mobile phone. Question number 16. What should a headphone user do after listening to music at a rock concert? A. Turn the volume up. B. Turn the volume down. C. Turn off the headphones. D. Keep the volume at a safe level. Question number 17. What is a synonym for the word prolonged in the sentence? Hearing loss can occur due to prolonged use of headphones. A. Lengthy. B. Momentary. C. Increasing. D. Limited. This monologue is for questions number 15 to 17.
Good morning. I'd like to explain the safest way to use the headphones for your new mobile phone. Incorrect use of headphones may damage your hearing or even lead to total hearing loss. Please pay attention to the following recommendations when using your headphones. First, turn the volume down before plugging your headphones in. Second, adjust the volume to a comfortable level. A high volume setting may damage your hearing, so please make sure the volume is not too loud. Third, limit the use of your headset. Hearing loss can occur due to prolonged use of headphones. Fourth, do not use your headphones after listening to extremely loud noises, such as rock concerts. Extreme noises may affect your hearing and therefore cause you to turn up the volume to the highest level.
Question number 15. What is the talk about? A. How to cure hearing loss. B. How to use headphones properly. C. How to set the volume of a mobile phone. D. The safest way to use a mobile phone. Question number 16. What should a headphone user do after listening to music at a rock concert? A. Turn the volume up. B. Turn the volume down. C. Turn off the headphones. D. Keep the volume at a safe level. Question number 17. What is a synonym for the word prolonged in the sentence? Hearing loss can occur due to prolonged use of headphones. A. Lengthy. B. Momentary. C. Increasing. D. Limited.
This monologue is for questions number 18 to 20. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the WebWise program. I am Andra, your host, and today we're going to discuss how to avoid phishing on social media. Phishing is when someone attempts to steal your private information, such as financial details. Nowadays, social media is booming and has become a platform for various phishing attempts. I want to give you some tips to prevent you falling prey to phishing on social media. First of all, customize your security and privacy features. Change your account settings to the private mode to keep your information confidential. Second, never click any links in spam comments, which contain links to phishing sites. Third, avoid opening any suspicious links or attachments in messages. This usually occurs when someone has hacked a friend's account to send a phishing link. Fourth, do not engage in fake promotion or contests on social media. Always look for official and authentic information on a company's account or visit the company's website.
Question number 18. Who is the speaker? A. A radio host. B. A phishing prey. C. A social media user. D. An internet expert. Question number 19. My friend received an offer to get 2 free air flight tickets if she agreed to do a survey on social media and share it with her friends. According to the tips, what should she do? A. Contact the company to get the free tickets. B. Do the survey as it was a limited offer. C. Share the survey with her friends to get the free tickets. D. Seek authentic information on the company's website. Question number 20. Why should we set our social media to the private mode? A. To keep our personal information safe. B. To prevent our friends from getting our information. C. To invite a phishing attempt to get access to our information. D. To ensure our personal information is unprotected.
This monologue is for questions number 18 to 20. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the WebWise program. I am Andra, your host, and today we're going to discuss how to avoid phishing on social media. Phishing is when someone attempts to steal your private information, such as financial details. Nowadays, social media is booming and has become a platform for various phishing attempts. I want to give you some tips to prevent you falling prey to phishing on social media. First of all, customize your security and privacy features. Change your account settings to the private mode to keep your information confidential. Second, never click any links in spam comments, which contain links to phishing sites. Third, avoid opening any suspicious links or attachments in messages. This usually occurs when someone has hacked a friend's account to send a phishing link. Fourth, do not engage in fake promotion or contests on social media. Always look for official and authentic information on a company's account or visit the company's website.
Question number 18. Who is the speaker? A. A radio host. B. A phishing prey. C. A social media user. D. An internet expert. Question number 19. My friend received an offer to get 2 free air flight tickets if she agreed to do a survey on social media and share it with her friends. According to the tips, what should she do? A. Contact the company to get the free tickets. B. Do the survey as it was a limited offer. C. Share the survey with her friends to get the free tickets. D. Seek authentic information on the company's website. Question number 20. Why should we set our social media to the private mode? A. To keep our personal information safe. B. To prevent our friends from getting our information. C. To invite a phishing attempt to get access to our information. D. To ensure our personal information is unprotected.
Pretest selesai. Setelah ini, kamu diminta untuk mencocokkan jawabanmu dengan kunci jawaban yang ada pada file audio pada track 3. Jangan lupa, nilailah jawabanmu sesuai dengan kriteria yang telah ditetapkan. Selanjutnya, bersiaplah untuk mempelajari secara rutin media audio Smart English Today sesuai dengan level dan kebutuhan berbahasa Inggrismu.